Exclusive, Representative Roger Williams. Impeachment and 25th Amendment on the table to remove Joe Biden. By Robert Krajicek on August 31, 2021. Impeachment of President Joe Biden and use of the 25th Amendment are available options for Congress in response to the killing of U.S. military personnel and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul, Afghanistan, Representative Roger Williams, RTX, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Polak. "It certainly grounds for Biden to be removed from office," Williams remarked. "He should resign if he truly loves this country and sees that this is a disaster of epic proportions. When we lost those 14 young men and women the other day, it was about as low as America has gotten in our history." He added, "Biden should go ahead and resign before we look to other options, like the 25th Amendment and possible impeachment." The 25th Amendment does not actually remove a president. It temporarily transfers the president's power to the vice president, who then becomes the acting president. But for that to happen, both the vice president and a majority of the president's cabinet must send a letter to Congress saying the president is unable to carry out his office. Even then, the real president can send Congress a letter reclaiming his office, after which he regains his power unless two-thirds of both the House and the Senate vote for the vice president over the real president. This mechanism for sidelining a president has never before been attempted. "We're building the case for impeachment," William remarked. "Biden's decisions amounted to a dereliction of duty," he stated. "When Biden leaves people on the battlefield, he leaves friends in need. When he says we're cutting and we're running, and we're taking more advice from the enemy than we are our own people, I think that's a real case to build on. He's listening to Taliban. He's doing what the Taliban says. It appears he's listening to Putin more than he's listening to our own people." Williams said Biden certainly needs to resign. "Biden had no plan for safely evacuating Americans from Afghanistan," he added. "This is a good example of how not to leave a country," he assessed. "We take every man off the battlefield. We're leaving people tonight on the battlefield. We're locking gates. He still has no plan. I think, certainly, he needs to resign, and we begin to move our country forward." He continued, "The big problem with him resigning is who you get in return, Vice President Harris." Williams said he opposed Biden's resignation or impeachment until we had our 13 young men and women killed. "That was the straw that broke my back." He concluded, "I think that we're much better off without Biden being our president. He needs to resign. And we need to get a step forward and let the world know that we are not going to be moved around by the Taliban. That we do believe in freedom and liberty, and we'll fight for it. We're not fighting for it. We're just leading on their red line, and it's embarrassing where we are in the standing of the world today." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.